Now, to introduce Pastor John, I'd like to introduce Bishop Jiray. Let's welcome Bishop Jiray.
Thank you. Backtrack tayo, introduce ko si Pastor Jun. Wala na gito. Nene. The only reason we're taking the time to introduce Pastor John. Everybody knows Pastor John. But just to update, our ministry is going through a few transitions in the last few months. It's been amazing what God has done in our ministry and through our ministry. And because of that, changes had to happen and changes had to be made. And you know some of it already. Bishop Manny is now the executive director of Victory Philippines. So Bishop Manny runs the whole ministry in the Philippines, oversees the whole ministry in the Philippines. And that's because of the growth and things had to change. A few years ago, because Bishop Manny had to take the executive director role, we had to look for somebody to take VMA because it was under him. At that time, there was nobody who could take it at that time because Pastor June, which we were thinking of, was heavily involved with missions and things had to be, transitions were also happening in missions. And, so after a while, VMA, I took on VMA and VPC at the same time. So sa org chart natin for about a year and a half, I was the only one with two departments. Because basically, the biggest beneficiary for VMA is the provincial churches or the provincial pastors. So, but because of that, nag-suffer din talaga yung VMA. Ang nangyari sa VMA, maintenance lang, basically, kung ano mga na-set na lang gagawin, yun na lang, tumatakbo na lang. Whatever was set, ordination, the school, everything, but it was not progressing further. So, after a year and a half, it was obvious na na hindi na pwede dalawa ang hawakan. So, after praying, the apostolic team decided and felt like we needed a new VPC director, Victory Provincial Director. So, after praying and seeking the will of God, Pastor John was asked to jump on board if he was willing, and he has taken on the role right now. So, our new VPC director, Victory Provincial Churches Director, is Pastor John. So, that's why I took the time just to make it a formal announcement. I know it's been going around, but that's the way we do things naman. Pinapakalat muna natin para walang nagugulat. So let's welcome Pastor John as he comes and shares something.
Thank you, Bishop Jiray. Salamat po. Para walang magulat, ako lang po talaga yung nagulat. So, okay. Let me see if this is working. Hindi pa. Antay lang ng konti. Tada. Antay lang ng konti kasi di na-download pa. Dito na lang tayo. Okay. While we're waiting for that, again, thank you. Thank you, Bishop Jiray, for the trust, for the grace that's been given, I guess. Sorry, Jay, I flashed your number for everyone to see. Malapit na. Pwede nyo na siya i-text. And thank you for your participation at the kickoff. Medyo, that was an exciting moment, I think, for all of us. I think it was a sort of, each one of us began to dream at that moment. Each one of us, God laid something in our hearts. And there was a part of us that was saying, God, Lord, would you indeed do this? Perhaps, Lord, perhaps you could do this. You would do this in our time, in our generation. And looking at your responses, and looking at it from Pastor June's file that he was sent, there were more than 70 church plants that are scheduled over the next 5-6 years. Pag inisip ninyo yun, that's more than double of where we're at already. Now, I was speaking with Pastor George a while ago. Asan ba si George? Yeah. Si Pastor Ricky of Lipa. And I was telling him, you know what, bro, 70 yun. Staggering na yun. Staggering na yung 70. Pero ito yan, you know. Not all of them might push through. Di ba? Kasi alam naman natin ang itsura ng church plants. For whatever reason, biglang hindi available yung point person natin doon. A transition happened in the church. For whatever reason. And yet, at the same time, Okay? It might not only be 70. So that's on the other side of the spectrum. That's a part of faith, and we will fight for that. And we will, you know, we'll be rallying each other, collaborating with each other, helping each other out in order to be able to make this happen. And the day will come, totoo talaga na magkakaubusan talaga tayo ng lungsod ng mga syudad dito sa Pinas. At darating talaga yung punto na we're going to, you know, there will be a collaboration, thicker collaboration, specifically in certain areas, because all of us are believing for that part of the province or that part of the nation. Okay, sige po, let us begin. Today, I was asked to teach about organizational leadership. Now, this might be a repeat for some of you because you already attended a few. Well, we had July 2013, I think. But this is a good review for me every so often. Dinadaanan ko to ulit at nire-review ko yung sarili kong buhay pagdating sa the way I am organized in relation to my different areas of leadership. Now, the reason why this is important, just to introduce the topic, is about the three spheres of leadership. Sino po sa inyo, this is, you've heard this before, three spheres, okay? There was a sort of a, this was coming down, trickling down sa ating, you know, sa ating vine, and the way these trainings were being done for the past 1.5 years. And there was even an APEC that was done in 2013 that specifically taught about the three spheres of leadership. We felt like each of us, about isa po sa atin, ay kailangan mag-grow dito sa tatlong areas na to. At dumating sa point na we're doing this in Manila, this will be rolled out for the provinces pretty soon. Now, we're doing an evaluation of each of our pastors as a way to develop or grow them. Yung parang developmental assessment nila. Natitingnan nila yung kanilang mga sarili in the areas of, in these three things. Specifically, spiritual, relational, and organizational leadership. Pag sinabi pong itong tatlong to, medyo nakakatuwa kasi I don't know who came up with these three spheres, but I appreciate the sense of holistic perspective. Na merong mga tao among ourselves that are very strong in spiritual leadership. Primarily, you know, as Bishop Manny has elaborated on that on our first session, which is why we're primarily called as pastors. Kaya nga naging pastor to begin with, because there's a part of the Word of God that's been deposited in you. It is shut up in your bones. You preach it. And that word comes out and people respond to the authority of the Word of God that's being channeled through your life. Then there's another part of us naman na relational, very relational ka, and people follow you just because, matindi ang taong yan, matindi na influensya sa akin. Bakit? Antindi nung kanyang devotion, antindi nung kanyang concern. Ibang klase yan na pastor. Sobra kaming inaalagaan yan, and I will follow him wherever he would go just because of the kind of love he has extended to us. That's called relational leadership. Your influence over a person is because of the way that you're able to shepherd them in a sense or to be a pastor to them. The third one is organizational. Na pag tinitingnan ko po itong tatlong to, meron silang interactions. At usually, most of us start with the spiritual side. Spiritual side. And then eventually, it grows. It grows. Because now, nagsimula ka spiritual leadership, victory group. Pipreach ka ng word. Tapos after victory group, you were able to raise up a few of these leaders, nag-grow na ng konti, you became a LG leader, kung yung pa yung ginagamit natin, o kaya discipleship coach. And your influence began to grow. And this time, it's over a group of people. And then, they begin, tas napapansin mo, habang dumadami sila, you're able to gather them. Nabubuo mo, nagkakol ka ng meeting, nagkikita-kita kayo, nag-i-enjoy sila. Pabang ikaw ay nagpa-facilitate itong mga meetings. Nag-grow din yung the way you interact with them, you pastor them, or you know. So nag-grow din yung relational leadership. But eventually, as it further grows, there comes a need for the organizational side to kick in. Kasi, yung dati mong maliit lamang na inaasikaso, bigla ngayon malaki na. At dati, okay lang yung simpleng sari-sari store o kaya family business type na grocery na doon sa kanto. Pero ngayon, biglang pure gold with 100 branches na ang inaasikaso mo. In order for you to be able to get there has to be a certain level of growth in that area of organizational leadership in order for us to be able to handle more of what God intends to entrust. Yung authority na binibigay ni Lord, di ba? It starts out with small, as Bishop Manny has mentioned. And God intends to grow that through the years. So itong tatlong to, as they interact together, mapapansin nyo, you will go through these different cycles of growth in each of these. So you start After dumating ka sa point na you began to organize, uy, kailangan ko nang i-assign si group leader number 1, number 2, number 3 para i-handle yung 20 people natin na to. O bro, ikaw na yung mag-1-to-1 ki dalawa, ikaw dalawa rin, tapos i-raise up nyo na sila over the next 3 months. Hopefully matapos na kayo, tapos yung susunod, this coming May, na Victory Weekend, o bro, isalang na natin sila. Tapos yung mga susunod na schedules doon, Foundation for Victory, Making Disciples, so that we can raise them as group leaders by November. Okay ba yun sa inyo? Ayan, nag-organize ka na. So dati, puro lang spiritual and relational. Ngayon, nag-organize ka na. Tapos after that, in order for you to be able to bring it to the next level, now you will need to fast more. Spiritual leadership na naman. Babalikan na naman ni Lord. Di-deal na naman ni Lord yung mga bagay sa buhay mo. Aalisin niya na naman yung mga extraneous na bagay so that he could entrust more leadership. And now, you will also need to grow in your relational leadership because now, there's more people, more conflict. And you will need to come in sometimes as a peacemaker or to be able to resolve certain conflicts. That's another skill altogether, being able to confront, to be able to make peace, to be able to help other people sort their own differences. Na dati, hindi mo naman inaasikaso kasi lima lang naman ang kayo eh. Tapos ngayon, biglang lumalaki na. Tapos in order for you to go to the next level, another cycle. Kailangan na naman mag-upgrade ng level ng organization. Ano ba naman ang alam natin tungkol sa finances before? Pero ngayon, magaling ka na gumawa. Marunong ka ng statement. Marunong ka na mag-withdraw sa ATM. Marunong ka na tingnan at basahin. Yung financial report na binibigay ng finance person ninyo, dati hindi mo naman yun alam. Pero you had to grow in that because now, you know, you're a pastor and you're doing more. And so, napansin nyo, umiikot sila. We never, each of these three things, they interact together and they sort of grow in cycles. Not necessarily in that order, but you get the idea. Now, before God entrusts to you 1,000, He will need to grow your spiritual, relational, and organizational leadership again to be able to carry such a load. Now, if that's the goal, the direction that where we're going, then we desire, tama ba? Would all of us be able to say, God, grow my leadership. At the end of the day, Lord, this is about my leadership, this is about what I do in my province, in my city, and my level of leadership, you know, John Maxwell would call it the lid of your leadership. Yung hanggang saan? Yung mararating leadership mo. Your level of leadership will also determine the kind of influence and the kind of reach that you will have in your city. So all of us, I guess, would come to back to God and say, Lord, would you really help me grow in my leadership? One of the things, Pastor Steve would relate it this way. Sabi niya, other people would read books on faith, books on grace, books about history, church history. I would read books on leadership. Because at the level of where he's moving, bro, sobra ng fine-tune the level of leadership because one small thing that he does, magtataka ka, bakit kaya inaalis nila yung tatak nung ganito? Propairam. Dito. Ba't inaalis? Napapansin niyo ba yun? Inaalis yung tatak. Bakit? You know, because at the level of their leadership, anything that you do in front endorses whatever that is. Because of that level of leadership. So, nakikita niyo, nag-iiba yung extent o yung dapat yung fine-tune, yung kung gaano ka precise yung the way you do leadership at that level. And you know, that's a whole lifetime of growth, I guess, that's before us. Okay, so I am tasked today to simply talk to you about organizational side. Okay, so okay lang ba to? So let's begin it already kasi maiksi lang tong oras na to. Simply defined, this is my personal definition. This has nothing to do with, there's so many books out there on this and I won't even try to say that I'm in any way an expert on that. In fact, my background is I'm a very disorganized person. Pastor Jay of Kawayan, we've been together during college days, and he's seen me as a youth pastor. At isa po akong sabog na tao. Okay? Pag sinabing sabog na tao, I'd be running around doing a lot of things, but I'm really not sure if it's accomplishing a lot. Have you ever been like that in ministry? You know, as a pastor, you've done so many things this week, but you're not sure, Lord, ang dahin pa rin. Panagagawa. And so the things that you were supposed to do, na ikaw lang talaga yung pwede magawa, naging napupush ng Saturday night, such as preparing for the preaching tomorrow, o kaya Sunday morning, o kaya during the worship. You are right before, Lord, teach me, God. You really need to talk to me now, God. I really need your help because I'm gonna come up in a while. Yan. Tapos alam ng mga tao kapag, ano, kapag medyo prepared ka, kasi may PowerPoint, o may keynote. Tapos alam din nila kapag wala, si Pastor. Marami na namang ginawa this week si Pastor. Pero you get the idea. Ang dami-daming ikot ng trabaho. When I was in college, you know, I tend to forget things. My wife was a classmate of mine. And she knows this too. Parang alam niya talaga ako, si John. ano talaga yan? Ang gulo ng buhay niya. Dami kong bagay na nakakalimutan, hindi ako nakapag-submit ng mga requirements on time sa school. Tapos nung, eventually, nung when I became a youth pastor in Taft, yan, sila, Pastor Jay, sila ang nakatanggap nung brunt nung ganyang klaseng disorganization. And eventually, around 2001, I was asked to help plant a church in Naga City. I only stayed there for 1 year, no, 2002, because on 2003, I was called back to help with the church in Imus. Now, it's been 12 years now since that time. My first 5 years in Victory Imus has been excruciating for me. Aside from the fact that I needed to step into a role, Pastor Demi's role, he was 52 years old, I was 26. I was half his age. He was the oldest guy, pastor in Victory. He birthed the church with his own hands, his family, his own resources and all that. Now, I was coming in and I was a new guy, wasn't even from the church nung simulan-simula, and yet we had to take this on. So aside from all of that adjustment, I had to adjust to the workload. You know, what could you, parang Lord, ang dami-dami ginagawa. This is 180 people. Sobrang dami na yun para sa akin. Hindi ko, anong gagawin ko rito? Paano ko ito aasikasuhin? And most of these families were older than I was. Pastor Orly and Pastor Noel were there with me at that time. At they also saw me, kumbaga kung paano akong ngarag sa buhay. And for the first 5 years, I would often, do my preachings last minute, Saturday night, Sunday morning, because I was trying to connect growing my relational leadership over the people, growing in my spiritual leadership, I guess, hopefully. Yun. But I didn't have much of this, the organizational side. I was forced to grow. At natutuwa ako kasi buti na lang may grace si Lord. Kasi from that point on, kumbaga, during those 5 years, God taught me, helped me discern ano ba yung mga bagay na dapat ako lang gumagawa. Ano ba yung bagay na dapat i-delegate. God helped me define ano ba yung role mo bilang pastor. Do you even know your job description? For those of us, do you even have a job description? May ganun? May ganun pala sa Victory, oh. Di ba? Nang yas ka maging pastor, ang gagawin mo, basta mag-lead ka lang. Balang i-lead ka ni Lord, okay? Asda, di ba? Ika nga nila. As the Spirit of God leads. Hayaan mo na kung, tapos you had to find your way. Now, the thing about ito, organization leadership is that sometimes, because of our own disorganization, our staff would be the first ones to feel it. Because they feel like the whole church is also sabog. And I would rather define that organizational leadership is using your leadership to bring organization to the church, rather than disorganization. Have you ever felt that? You went to a meeting, you were not the guy leading, you were still a youth pastor that time, and you were thinking, man, this meeting is going nowhere. Sayang, hindi masyadong napag-isipan ni pastor kung ano mga pag-uusapan namin. We've been going on for the past 3 or 4 hours now. And there's not even a clear agenda, and I don't know where this fits in all that we're doing right now, and so on. And do you feel that too? Or do you feel that with the meetings you lead? Di ba? Parang, parang tatlo-apat na oras, tapos pagod na kayo, tapos yung ikaw mismo, ito yung level ng organizational leadership mo, it brings this organization to the church, and they're suffering because of you. So, I don't know if that really makes me feel bad, and I felt that for so long. Now, because we're called primarily to preach the gospel, kaya nga tayo tinawag na pastor. We're not primarily called to be organizational leaders per se. Tama ba? Kasi, di ba, when you sign up for this, you sign up to be a minister of the gospel. So, in reality, you should stick with that because that's your main gift, that's your main purpose, that's your main goal. Yan mismo ang calling na ibinigay sa iyo ni Lord. So, ito pa rin ang primary natin na calling. I was asking Pastor Steve one time about this, na to what extent should we learn organizational leadership? Sabi niya lang, to the point that you get to carry an intelligent conversation with the practitioners of that field. Intelligent conversation. Halimbawa, pag kinausap ka ng finance, alam mo kung ano yung debit, credit. Alam mo kung ano yung in and out. Alam mo kung ano yung accounts. Alam mo kung saan ito pinupunta. Yung mga ganyan ba? Simple lang. Hindi mo kailangan alam yung buong accounting, pero at least you can carry on an intelligent conversation. Pagkausap mo yung audio team ninyo, to a certain extent, medyo naintindihan mo, ilang watts ba ang kailangan natin para sa ganito kalaking space? Ilang watts ba ng house speakers? Yan ba yung snake cable? Yan pala yun. Okay, so anong ginagawa niya? So, to a certain extent, you could carry on an intelligent conversation with the practitioner. So, you don't need to be a master at organization per se, pero we will need to grow. Bakit? Kasi as you preach the gospel, people come. And when people come, eventually there's a need for organization. and our ability to lead in this area can be the lead of the growth. So nagtataka ka, no? Parang, uy, 259 church. Pero bakit parang hindi kayo maka-breach ng 300? Parang hirap na hirap. Maaring pwede nating tingnan, i-revisit, kumusta ba yung level of organizational leadership mo? Kasi baka yun na ang lead. Hanggang 250 lang kaya mong i-organize. Hanggang 25 lang na group leader ang kaya mong asikasuhin. Baka meron tayong pwedeng may setup na sistema, structures, processes, or can we add these certain jobs or add more people to be able to take on certain things so that you will be freed up to do the things, as Howard Hendricks would put it, the things that you and only you can do. Pagdating sa leadership, diba, we delegate the rest, you do what you and only you can do. You have to determine, identify, ano nga ba yung dapat kong ginagawa? Ano ba yung task na binigay sa akin ni Lord? Kasi if I could get to stick with the things that you and only, that I and only I can do, then God, you know, I'll just grow in it. And then hopefully I can staff my weaknesses. Ika nga nila. Have you heard that? Yung, I will find staff to do my weaknesses. So that they can do the admin, they can do these things because I'm not so good at that, but I will stick with what God called. What did God call you to do? Well, at the very least, you were called to preach the gospel. You were called to preach the word every single week. That's something that you should not delegate. That's your calling. You were called to raise up pastors. Who will raise up pastors from within your congregation? Ay, hindi, yung youth pastor ko na yung bahala mag-raise up ng mga campus missionaries namin. Tama din yun. Kasi dapat meron talaga siyang ganung burden. Pero yung impartation, yung kind of culture, the values, the kind of leadership of these future campus missionaries, they would have to have your stamp. The kind of leadership, your leadership over them. No one else will raise them up. It would have to be your job. Who will plan for the future of the organization, of the church? You cannot delegate that to your executive pastor because the vision comes from God and is given to you. You will have to go to God and get it from Him and ask for direction. You cannot delegate that. So may mga bagay that you and only you can do being the senior pastor of your local church. And hopefully, you get to identify these things. At, you know, alam niyo yung kwento, di ba, yung sa Wiki Church, yung the left-handed judo champion. Just do that same trick over and over again. Before you know it, you've grown so well in preaching. Before you know it, you've grown so well in leadership development. And the other people, the rest of the other people, just organize themselves around your leadership. Somebody is doing the planning for the agenda of the staff meeting this week because you've given them a long-term direction and they're filling in the gaps doon sa mga bagay na hindi mo na masyadong masikasot nakikita. Meron ng mga ibang tao na gumagawa ng mga dedications, yung KBL, yung Kasalbinyag at Libing. Diba? Yung ginagawa, kasi ikaw, nakafocus ka na doon sa leadership development and you were able to raise leaders for that too. So, now it puts you and the rest of the organization, if you could call the church such, the rest of the organization to be able to grow because more people are able to carry the load and there is clarity. Alam ng mga tao kung saan papunta kasi si pastor, napag-isipan niya na yan lahat. Now, of all the things na dapat mong ginagawa sa isang organization, yan, Henry Ford gave this comment, sabi niya, so, ang dami tayo mong staff. Okay. Yeah, why so? Well, I delegate the things that other people can do so that I can do the thing that only I can do in this organization. Sabi nung nag-interview sa kanya, what's that? Thinking. Pag-isip. Kasi ang organization, kailangan pag-isipan. You have to work on it, yung 7 practices, yung dulo. You have to work, you can't just be doing and doing and doing and then no one's zooming out, taking a vantage point and saying, are we doing what we should be doing? You know, they say that the leader is the one who climbs to the tallest tree in the forest, surveys the area, and cries out, wrong forest. Okay, let's go to the other side because this is not where we should be working. Yeah. So, which now brings us to this. Okay, Acts chapter 6. Ito yung, the very first, I guess, if I may put it this way, it was an organizational crisis in the church. And this was solved using organizational leadership. This could very well have been the first church split. Bagong-bago pala yung church. Hebraic Jews, Grecian Jews, yung mga widows. So naghati na sila, nag-aaway-aaway na. Sabi ngayon ng apostles, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. Buti na lang, naisip to, yung mga apostles. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. They understood that the thing that they and only they could do would be prayer and the ministry of the word. And they had to delegate. They had to make one organizational decision that prevented a church split and caused the church to further grow. That's the potential of your organizational leadership. Of the moment you pull back, you go to God and ask for direction so that you can come back to your people and make the right decisions. Tindi, di ba? Nakakatuwa yan. Which now brings us to at least two practices in administration or in organization that could not be delegated. So the rest, many things that could be done in the church, they can be delegated. But let me bring you down to two things. And sort of, let me put it this way, this will be sort of your grid, our grid, or my grid. Ito po yung personal ko na, when I was asked to come up with this session, initially I was asked to share this in a meeting with Pastor Steve, the bishops, the heads of the schools, and it was very intimidating. And Pastor Jurey said, oh John, mag-share ka raw sa organizational leadership. I was asking him, oh boy, parang, what are you thinking? Parang ano ba iniisip niyo, bakit? As Pastor Jurey put it this way. Sabi niya, John, kasi dito sa Manila, pag inaya mo na mag-share sila, meron na kasing maayos dito na sistema, organization, administration. Pero we wanted to get a view from the provinces. And kumbaga, yung nakikita namin halimbawa sa Cavite, parang to what extent, how that grew, ano ba yung underpinnings niyan? Ano ba yung infrastructure niyan? Paano ba yan ang come up with that? So, I was glad that Bishop Jurey gave me that direction because basically, when I wrote this down, I was simply writing down some of the experiences that we've had with the rest of our pastors. And this is not just my own doing, I guess. This is more of our corporate experience as Cavite pastors. So, two practices. The feeling na, no, na talagang could not be delegated. The first one would be thinking. Thinking. What will you think about? Well, you need to think through the direction of your organization. Saan papunta? 5-year strategic planning. Before you meet with the rest of the team and you come up with a 5-year strategic plan, even before that, you've already gone to God and written down the things that God has put in your heart. You know the direction where this is going. And when you meet with the team, this is an opportunity for them to weigh in with the discussion. So, magsisimula nila pag-isipan, ito yung inisip ko, Pastor, na dapat natin gawin. Dapat na tayo magsimula ng feeding program sa ganito. Tapos ito, dapat natin ayusin itong ministry sa ganitong eskwelahan. So, on. So marami silang ipipitch in. Pero sa'yo, may binigay na si Lord. Pinag-isipan mo na. Lumapit ka na kay God. In reality, this idea of thinking is really thinking in the presence of God, if I may. Going to God's presence and asking for His thoughts. Asking for His direction. Planning in the middle of your devotions, if I may. Or planning in the middle of worship. Worship ka kay Lord. Lord, nandito ako. Makikinig ako. Marami pong bagay na nangyayari sa akin ito when I go to the prayer house, yung prayer mountain, malayo masyado yung sa Olongapo. Ay, Olongapo, Antipolo. Yung sa, I don't know if you've encountered that, but yeah, the prayer mountain. Merong malapit sa amin sa may Baclaran, yung dating ano, mga anito, ganyan, naging na siyang Mabuhay Manor, merong prayer house doon. I would frequent that place. Small cubicle. Then I would just sit down before God and just ask, Lord, kumusta ba? Kumusta po ba ako? Yun yung una kong tanong usually. Lord, kumusta po ba ako? Okay lang ba ako, God? Okay lang ba yung pacing ko, direction ko? How am I treating my wife, my kids? Lord, am I honest? Lord, you search my heart. Okay, help me understand, help me know. I wanna just pull back from all the busyness and just sit down with you again and listen. And many times, I come out of those meetings, you know, 1 to 2 hours sitting down with no distractions, going back with a plan. Si ganito, ilagay mo sa ganito. Si ganyan, kaganyan. At itong role na to, i-fill in ni ganito. At ito, 5 years from now, ito yung gagawin ni ganito. Yan, mga ganyang klaseng mga plans for the future. I don't have a futuristic theme, per se. Pero I learned that sitting down with God in those moments, parang I get to somewhat hear His heart about where the ministry should be going. And in reality, mukhang matindi yung parang, uy, ang tindi ng placement mo, at saka yung placement ng mga tao, at saka ang tindi, naisip mo na lahat yung mga yan. Most of the time, we just give credit to God about it because, you know, He spoke to me. Thinking in relation to preparing for meetings. Did you know that 5 minutes, Paso Ado just glanced just now, but I learned this from him. College days pa lang kami, magkasama kami sa college. Sinuruan niya na ako, sabi niya, John, take 10 minutes, first part of your day, just to plan the rest of your day. Take 10 minutes. So ako naman, group leader ko So pinakinggan ko. Yeah, ginawa ko. 10 minutes to plan my day just to take a look. Saan mapupunta ito? Ano yung mga dapat na mangyari ngayong araw na to? Sa paano ko siya i-field throughout the day? And I would just regularly do that. Now, eventually, that helped out pagdating sa mismong pag-asikaso sa church. Ito siya. I'll give you an example. The meetings are so significant and so important because they are the aggregate of everyone's time. Which actually brings us to the second practice, which is meeting. The way that we mediate, the way that, yun yung parang kung isip mo, anong vehicle by which I get the direction that comes from God and the plans that God has placed in my heart. What is the way by which I give this to the people or make these things happen? It happens through meetings. Meeting with the right people. So, say for example, you have 10 people in your staff meeting. Kung meron kang 10 tao sa staff meeting mo, pag nag-meet kayo ng, for the next 2 hours, tapos yung meeting nyo paikot-ikot at walang masyadong pinupuntahan, that's 20 hours. 20 work man hours. Okay. 20 man hours is, I don't know how much that is, but depende sa minimum wage sa lugar ninyo. Pero, paano kung mga high-level executives sa mga kausap mo? Nang bawat oras nila, isang pirma lang nila, 5,000, ganyan. So let's say, you're now talking 100,000 pesos worth of man hours just with one staff meeting, which sometimes we squander because we did not plan for it well. Hindi mali na agenda, hindi ka nag-zoom out at inisip, ano ba yung mga dapat na ma-accomplish at ano yung hindi na namin pag-uusapan ngayon? Kasi next week namin pag-uusapan o kaya 2 months from now namin pag-uusapan doon sa staff meeting namin pa by that time. Kasi alam namin, di naman namin makakover talaga ito. So the way you would manage now those meetings. Ito, I noticed this. Sorry, hindi pala lumitaw. No? Yung meeting part, sorry, nawala. Okay? Meeting with the right people to cast vision, to strategize, to mobilize. When we meet with people, it's an opportunity for us to cast vision. We can strategize together. And I learned this from Pastor Luther, VSM, 3 kinds of leaders in your group. They're visionaries, strategizers, and mobilizers. The visionaries are the one who understand where should be going. The strategizers are the one who say, is that where we're going? Let me cut that into bite-sized pieces. This is step 1 to 20 so that we can make that happen. Mga strategic people. The mobilizers are the ones who say, ganun ba? I'll take care of number 5. I'll get it done. Okay, I have a team to get it done. Yun ang mga mobilizers. If you have that kind of plan, malinaw na direksyon para sa inyong organization, matutuwa ka. Sorry ah. Nawala talaga. Interesting. Anyway, sorry. Thinking and meeting dapat yung lilitaw doon. So for example, if you have people like that in your team, pinag-isipan mo na maayos yung direction ng organization, and now you were able to cast it down. So you're the visionary. Now, with your team, you strategize. Which strategies? And then with your team, from among your team, there'd be people who would mobilize others. Now you have a high-performance team on your hands. Kasi ibig sabihin, anything, any plan, any direction, let's, case in point, church plan. We have a church plant plan. Say, for example, 2017, 2 years from now. 2 years from now. So, Candon. Tama ba? Pastor George, kailan ang plano ng Candon? Ilocos. This year na yon? Oh, man. Okay, sige. So, kailan this year? So magsisimula na magayos. So kailan sa tingin mo yung launch nito? Baka next year, 2016. Okay. So let's say for example, we have a year to go. So Pastor George has already identified, okay, his guy. So siya, he's got the vision for Candon. Now there's a guy he has sent to the School of Church Planting. So pansinin niyo, I just call that a meeting because that meeting happened to be able to make a certain vision or direction happen. Candon was given to him and he met with this guy months back and talk to him about the possibility of taking on Candon. So here was a visionary giving it to somebody who could strategize or to mobilize the beginning of the church plan. So ito siya ngayon, sinendya na ngayon sa School of Church Planting. Now, paplanuhin na ngayon itong, what's his name? Lemuel. Alright, from the Ilocos Hub. So ito na ngayon si Lemuel, nandun siya sa School of Church Planting. Tapos after nito, magsisimula na siya magplano. He will now strategize. And I'm sure kasama niya sina Pastor George sa mga pag-uusap na yan. Saan tayo pupunta? Kailan muna? Sino mga leaders na kasama? Meron ka na bang heads of ministries na kasama? How much resources would you need? Tapos, when would you need it? Tapos, i-plan out na natin ito. Ano yung mga set of activities natin for May, for June, for July, for August, for September, for October, until such time? Kailan ito ilo-launch? June of next year. Great. Okay. So, by that time, ano yung markers natin? Dapat by February, ganito na karami yung church. Dapat by April, ganito na karami yung church. So, ilang group leaders ang kailangan natin para yan mangyari? O, sige. So, ilang group leaders natin existing dito mismo sa Batak? O, sige. O, bro, you can get 5 or 10 of these. Tapos, isend natin doon. Magsimula sila ng mga victory groups na to. So, in that moment of meeting, you're strategizing with this person and then tapping people to be able to mobilize the vision that God's placed in your heart. What did you do? The part that you did was to think and to initiate the meetings with the people in order to make the direction that God placed in your heart happen. Let me illustrate meeting again, how significant it could be. Preaching is a meeting, a unilateral meeting between one person and say 1,000 people in your congregation. Now, if I preach lousily, say for example, take 40 minutes, I preach so hard, pero hindi ako masyado nakapag-prepare, I wasted 40 minutes times 1,000. That's a lot of man hours. Sayang. Now, the flip side naman of it is this. If I went through the process of really thinking through this, getting this from God, sitting down, preparing for my preaching, and now finally I'm there, excited to meet with these people, 1,000 people, and I preach, say, for 30 minutes, a powerful message, that's 30 minutes times 1,000 multiplied impact. Yun yung potential. No, pwede yung magawa. And that is, my friend, is something that you or I cannot delegate. Which means this, if I could only think through these things well, prepare for the meetings that I have, whether that would be individuals, with my victory group, with my staff, with a devotional group, with our hub meeting in our province or in our region, or with simply preaching the word on Sundays. If I could just do the thinking part well, and then do the meeting part well after, I would have done a great service to the organization. Think about the 5-year strategic plan or the 10-year strategic plan that you would like to implement. That could only happen if you had thought through it prior and met with your people, facilitated the discussion well, people were able to weigh in. In the course of your discussion, they bought in to what God has already placed in your heart, or you bought in to the suggestion that they gave, and because of that, made a decision on the spot, tama ka, bro, Jay, tama yung idea mo, bro, we'll do that. Thus, you begin to make mid-course corrections dun sa ginagawa. Then eventually, at the end of that, you call each of your team to account and say, okay, guys, itong strategic plan na to, we're gonna evaluate this every 3 months, every quarter. So that's another meeting. Pinag-isipan mo prior, dapat itong i-evaluate para meron tayong accountability dun sa execution nito. So dahil pinag-isipan mo na prior at naset mo na ng mas maaga, ibig sabihin, it will happen every quarter at nakasulat ko na yung mga dapat yung pag-usapan, mga markers o mga metrics na dapat yung tingnan, and then you would have been able. You do that repeatedly lang. After a year, naka-apat na kayo na meeting, nagkaroon kayo ng mid-course corrections dahil dun sa in-evaluate nyo na progress ng plano na to, and then before you know it, after 3 years, the plan is done. Let me recount another example in Cavite. At that time, Pastor Orly, Pastor Noel, and Pastor Gilbert, my brother, who's now in Timor-Leste, we're meeting in 2007. There were only 2 churches in Cavite that time. We met in 2007 to do a 5-year strategic plan. It was facilitated by Pastor Benji, who's now the pastor of DASMA. And at that time, when we sat down, we believed God for 5 churches in 5 years with 4,000 people and 700 group leaders. Tama pagkakalala. Yun yung parang pinag-pray namin, Lord, pahingi po kami ng ganun. So, binate yun in prayer, pinag-pray na maayos, plinano. At the end of it, okay, at the end of it, nangyari yung 5 churches. Nagulat kami kasi paano yung nangyari? Eh wala, kasi nakasulat na eh. Tapos dahil nakasulat na at may tao, touch move. So buti na lang. Pinanindigan ni Pastor Orly, ni na Pastor Noel, eventually, tsaka si Pastor Danny now of General Trias, na eventually these were the guys who made that vision happen. But it was a series of thinking, that's planning from God, and meeting together regularly with the Cavite Hub. We met twice a month just for prayer, for relationship, and for accountability of the plans that we've set out to do. And before we knew it, there were 5 churches at the end of 2012. We just basically stuck with the things that us and you and only you, or we can only, you and only you can do, or us and only us can do. And then, before we knew it, God blessed it and made it happen. Pag inisip nga namin yun, isip, Lord, salamat, grace nyo talaga yun, at credit goes to you. Sige po. Let me now medyo shift this a bit and bring you to saglit lang ha. Ta-da. Yun. Okay, sige po. Thank you very much. Let me now try to give this in 3 illustrations, okay? Ayos. In 3 illustrations, konting ano lang, para lang at least makita nyo how, what this looks like on a personal level. You could, my goal is just to give you a bit of a snapshot of what this could look like in the different areas of your leadership. So, one would be in the area of personal. Paano ko ba mag-organize ng sarili mong buhay? Ikaw ba mismo, may direction ba ang buhay mo? Ang pamilya mo, may plano ka ba? Saan ba kayo papunta bilang isang pamilya? What are your plans for your family? When do you intend to buy your own house? When will you settle in whatever place? What are your plans for your children? That's something that you cannot delegate. You will have to plan for that. We plan the organization, but sometimes we don't plan the house. Mahirap yun. Pangalawa would be in their local church. When you do your local church, you know, when you preach in your, when you lead your local church, ano bang itsura nito? And finally, pangatlo, and many of us will be given these responsibilities. Some of you are already doing this. Many of you will have this over the next months or years as we plant churches. You'll now to oversee. You will now have to oversee. Diba? Nagsimula ka lang naman na, Lord, my heart lang ako to plant a church. And basically, that was us. We just wanted to plant churches. And before I knew it, I needed to meet with Pastor Gilbert of Dasma and Pastor Orly of Bacoor. So we met together. And to a certain extent, even though we stumbled on this lang, I was sort of overseeing them already. Informally, I guess. And it was just based on the relationship and the authority they allowed me to have over their lives and the local churches that they were leading. So we met regularly. Tapos iba ulit yan. Ibang facet ulit yan. And all of those, you will have to apply thinking and meeting. The rest of the presentation, I will now postpone. Ano yung sabihin? Go ahead. Okay. Sige. Sige. So, finorgona ni Bishop Jurey. Bishop Jurey was supposed to do the last session. All right. Sige. Bro, thanks. Sige. All right. Sige. Okay ba kayo? Nagawin to?
Yes.
Let's take a look at each of these three facets and let's see how you interact with this material or with this presentation. Tingnan natin how this applies. Okay. So for the first one, let's talk about the personal side. Ano mga bagay na pinag-iisipan? Well, example would be, again, personal or family strategic planning. Kumusta ba retirement mo? Sinimulan mo na bang planuhin? How much will you need to save up every year in order for you to have a certain amount by the end of the time, say 30 years, 40 years in ministry? How much are you already saving now? In terms of growth, ilang percent ang maidadagdag mo ron kada taon? How are you saving up for the college of your children? These are certain things that would need to be planned out at the beginning because unless these things, alam natin si Lord may grace at bibigyan ka, mayroong magbibigay sa'yo ng bahay pagdating ng panahon, may bahay ka na. Meron sa'yo magbibigay ng pang-tuition ng mga anak mo. Di may pang-tuition ka na. Okay din yun. At magaling talaga yun at nangyayari yun. Pero it wouldn't hurt to go to God and say, Lord, can I cover this in prayer? I'm believing, Lord, to be able to set apart 5,000 for college for my kids. I have 4 kids, and God, every month, I would like to save up 5,000. And in 9 years from now, my first daughter, my eldest will be in college, and I would have saved this much. God, would you bless it? Would you multiply it? That's my seed. God, pahinga ako ng 10. Multiplied 10 times kasi yun ang kakailangan niya for her college. At pwede talaga siyang pag-isipan. Many of you are already doing this. Nakatulong to sa amin kasi kami ni Let, we have an opportunity at the beginning of each year, January, to sit down for our faith goals at nire-review namin yung strategic plan ng aming pamilya. Okay. Basically, that strategic plan is just contains parang 5 to 10 years na projection. Ano bang mga balak namin gawin? Ano bang dinidream namin ng mga bakasyon? Ano bang dinidream namin na klase ng resources by this certain time? So on. So yun ay pangarap. We place that before God. We cover it in prayer. So yun yung ginagawa namin. We do mid-course corrections, evaluation of the strategic plan by the beginning of the year. Middle of the year, we sit down to evaluate where our children are. Pagdating dun sa kanilang discipline and training and instruction and education. Kumusta ba yung mga anak namin? Kumusta ba? Anto, galing to sa ano? Galing to sa shepherding a child's heart. A three-pronged way to diagnose where your children are. In terms of their relationship with God, relationship with people, relationship with themselves. So we sit down. Ito yung mga growth areas ng bawat isa sa mga anak namin. Dahil apat yan, matrabaho yan. So we sit down. Anong kailangan ni Gabriel? Ano ang focus natin for this, the rest of this year in terms of the things that we should be teaching her already by this time? Tapos iba-iba sila bawat isa. And these items, we bring that to God again in prayer as part of my daily prayer. Nakakatulong na itong mga bagay na ito in place. At pinag-iisipan, inuupuan yan, matagal din yung proseso na yan. And again, I learned that from Paso Ado. So, halimbawa, part of our personal goal pagdating sa dito sa bagay na ito. Ako, on a personal level, I have 3 things that I and only I can do. Devotions, learning, okay? Or sa pagdating sa family, time. No one else will do devotions with my children. It would have to be me. No one else will teach my children. It would have to be me. Learning. No one else will spend time with my children and build memories with them. It would have to be me. These are things that I and only I can do. And unless I make time, I won't be able to do this well. Yeah, tomorrow, there's supposed to be a schedule. Yeah, just to illustrate this, parang kalilipat lang namin last week lang, we had to move na to Manila because most of the meetings happen here. And I'm on leave this week. Okay? Natatawa kami nilet kasi, yan ang itsura ng on leave mo? Ano pa kaya itsura pag nagtatrabaho ka na? Because I attended the staff dev this morning and then, dahil nandito na kami, oh, wala rin si Paul Barker, so ikaw na rin, kayo na rin magturo mamaya. Oh, sige. Kahapon, ganun din. I just dropped in for a 1:30 to 2:30, nadagdagan ng isang 2:30 to 3 o'clock, tapos ng isang 3 o'clock to 3:30 na meeting. Tapos ganun pala rito, Pastor June, nagugulat talaga ako. Tapos biglang you bump with someone on the hallway, and John, pala, pag-usapan tayo. Oh, man. Raring to go home kasi nag-fix up pa kami sa bahay. Normal pa yun. Hindi pa yun. So tomorrow, there's supposed to be a schedule to teach in the School of Church Planting or in the School of Local Church Ministry, but it was canceled and then kanina, tinawagan ulit ako ni Pastor Joseph. But we already scheduled some time with the kids tomorrow afternoon because there's a trip to Tacloban para kay kina Pastor Kicks over the weekend. So I had to call Pastor Joseph back and say, Pastor Joseph, pasensya na, I had to. Parang dahil nga na-cancel na to, parang we scheduled some time with the kids because I'm leaving on Saturday, so. Okay lang ba kung mag-beg off na ako dyan? Ituloy na lang natin yung schedule na binigay nyo na Feb 10 instead. So, I'll have to do that because no one else will spend time with my kids. So, para siyang, ano talaga siya? These are certain things that you sort of fight for and say, ah, I need to have devotions with my children. I need to teach them the word. And don't even think na parang napaka-formal yan na matindi talaga na parang pinag-isipan na Bible study, na nag-exegesis kami ng Philippians at Ephesians. Hindi po ganun. Ang itsura lang ng devotions ko with my kids, sometimes because of the time, I read through one or two group of scriptures sa Psalm 119. So for example, punta kami sa Aleph, basahin lang namin first part na yun, 8 verses. I read it aloud to each one of my kids. So after I read that, and then I pray the same thing, using the same thing, pero this time I pray it over my children. Tapos then I move. That's like 2 minutes only. And then I move to my next child. And then I pray for him or her again. Tapos pag mayroong mga times na may pagkakataon talaga na mag-usap, nagpa-family devotions kami ng mas mahaba. Yon. On the personal side, you'd have to plan for this too. Okay, weekly schedule. My wife and I, si Let, meron na kaming ganito. Natutuwa ako sa technology kasi sinishare niya na sa akin ang calendar niya. Pwede pala yun. Okay, nang ilan namin natututunan. So, sinare sa akin yung kanyang calendar sa iCloud. So, nakikita ko na at nakikita niya rin yung mga meetings ko. So, tapos we plan out. So, ito yung panahon. Kumbaga, as things get busier. Sa ngayon kasi parang inisip, hindi, okay pa naman. Hindi mo kailangan yan and all that. Totoo naman talaga. Especially if the load is not that big. Pero ito kasi yan. Unless you organize now, Pastor Joy would put it this way. Unless you organize, you will agonize. So, you organize now so that you can carry more. How many of you would like, I don't wanna carry more. Okay na ako dito sa konting trabaho lang, naiintindihan po natin yan. Pero ito kasi yan eh. You're in a place, you already submitted all of your life to God. And you have devoted, you know, your whole life and your family to God. And God, if He finds faithful people, He will entrust to you more and more. And unless we set things right, the foundations, especially of plans, of setup, of systems for our own family, now, we will be overwhelmed by the work when it finally comes. Kasi naturally, pag hindi ka naglagay ng tamang boundary sa pamilya mo pagdating sa oras, itong bagay na to. Halimbawa, ako, pag tinanong mo ako, anong ginagawa mo with your children? Itong tatlo lang na to. Tapos, are you able to do anything else? Well, wala na. Not much. I mean, sometimes I get to do other things with them. Pero, say, to watch a movie with them or to, you know, to do two other things. Pero, I just stick with these 3 things. Magawa ko lang itong tatlong bagay na to. I have done what I should have done with my children. On the meeting side, personal to ah. Personal outreach and discipleship. Okay. Kasi, ito, I learned this from Pastor Benji. Sabi niya, to lead a victory group, I lead a victory group not because I'm a pastor, it's because I'm a Christian. And when I lead my victory group, it's not part of my work schedule, it's my personal schedule. Personal schedule. What you do with your victory group, it's not part of your being a pastor. Wala siya dun sa 40 hours mo each week. Hindi siya kasama. Kasi yan, you do that. I mean, other guys, all the group leaders in your church, do it out of their own time, over and above their work. Tayo, we do it as volunteers also. Now, if you have, say, 5 victory groups, ay, naintindihan ko yan. Yung isa lang dyan volunteer, yung 4, sa church na yan. Kasama na yun sa oras mo talaga sa church. Pero yung isa mong victory group, kung mayroon, yung isa mo, you do it because, I do it because as a volunteer. And that's personal outreach and discipleship. Yung one-to-one na inasikaso mo, hindi yan kasama sa trabaho mo. You do that because you're a Christian. Okay? Because you're a group leader, if I may. All right. Let's shift now to the next one, local church. Sa local church, ito po, matrabaho to. Una, sa thinking part, would be you need to seek God. The direction of the church, where God wants you to go. Meeting goals. Ano ba yung goal nitong meeting na to? Ilan ba ang meetings na dapat meron ako? Sino ba mga dapat kong minimit? Yan, around 20, I think it was 2010, when Pastor Benji and I started to, we started a victory group for future vocational ministers. So parang from the church, meron doon mga tao na mga alam mo namang magiging pastor eventually. Pero coming from the idea that only a pastor can raise up another pastor, we had to take them in under our wing, and we designed a specific victory group for them. So initially, there were five people who were part of that victory group. We allowed them to go through the answering the call booklet. Tapos pagkatapos nilang basahin yun at pag-aralan, we had to ask them the big question. Familiar kayo sa answering the call, di ba? We had to ask them the big question. The big question was, are you able to do something else and yet, you know, be excited, be happy, be fulfilled? At out of that five, tatlo ang nag-proceed. Na sinabi, yeah, mukhang vocational ministry talaga. Pastor Gio, we're transitioning the church in Imus to Pastor Gio. He's one of those guys in 2010 who was part of that first group, victory group for vocational ministers. Now, in the course of that, so we had to identify, I had to make it a priority. That's one of my meetings that I will really need to prepare for. And it's as important as the staff meeting that I do in the local church, because these guys, they're the future. They're the future. So therefore, the kind of preparation I make para sa staff meeting, yung you study beforehand, you prepare your devotions, you meet with the people, I had to do that, write it down. Ano bang plano natin for the next 3 months, 6 months? Ano ba yung mga pag-uusapan, i-discuss? Over the next, gano'ng katagal ba to? May curriculum ba to? Or something like that. Pinag-isipan lang namin, sinulat namin. Eventually, it expanded into a two-year program. That two-year program, we had to prepare for that at the onset because, you know, we had to think about it because that was so important. It was something that we had to do well. Pagdating po sa local church, meron akong tatlong trabaho. And this is sort of my personal take on my job description. I'm supposed to disciple people, or at the very least, be an example of discipleship. I need to be doing one-to-one all the time. I need to be leading my own victory group. I need to be the first one, you know, when there are marital counseling moments, isa yun sa medyo na-enjoy namin ni Let. So when we do marital counseling, that's part of the discipleship side. We do that, okay? Although that's part of my job na as a pastor, pero na-enjoy ko yon at kasama yun sa aking na-enjoy. Pasensya na sa word. I don't enjoy other people's misery. Pero the point is, parang we've seen that God has given us grace to be able to navigate through those concerns. So I'm supposed to disciple. The second one, I'm supposed to lead. To lead would be to lead the staff, to lead the church, to lead in terms of the plan, the future, to lead. So may mga times na I will need to appear in the ministry meetings. Nagmi-meet ang ushering team. Pakita ka, bakit? Danyan ka lang, encourage mo sila. Kung sasalta ka ba? Hindi. Nandun ka lang sa likod. Sinasama mo lang. Pero yung leadership mo, the fact na nakikita nila, yung presence mo, they get encouraged by that and it validates the leadership of your ushering team head. So yung mga bagay, kasama yun sa functions natin personally. Pangatlo, I'm supposed to preach the gospel. When I say preach the gospel, that happens in a preaching on Sunday, pero as we said, diba, Christ-centered. So alam mo talaga, babalik ka pa rin sa gospel each time. The last part on the thinking side is people placement. Hindi pa pala last. Second to the last. People placement. No one else will think about hiring and staffing. Ikaw yan. Although your main admin guy or organizational services director mo, yung nag-head up nung sa admin side mo, siya mag-decide, Pastor, kailangan na natin by this time na dapat additional pa na admin assistant para sa ganito, tsaka para sa ganyan. Now, alam natin where we all started, di ba? Everyone started as an AVP. When you started out in church, yung church was 200, 300 people, AVP yan. Kuha ka ng isang admin, siya na rin ang, ano, siya na rin ang maglilinis ng CR, tapos siya na rin ang mag-finance. Tapos, kapag may time siya, punta siyang campus, siya rin ang campus missionary mo. Tapos, maglilid din siya ng worship pag Sunday. So, in any vacant position, yun yung ibig sabihin ng AVP. So, parang anything, so lahat tayo nagsimula tayo na ganyan. Pero ikaw, alam mo na kailangan mo maximize yung skills ng aking mga tao. So, habang ginugrow kami ni Lord, ito na, nagbe-break na kami ng 300, ito na, magpa-400 na kami. Kailangan na namin ng ganito, ng ganyan, ng ganyan. Anong dapat kong i-prioritize sa lahat ng mga pastoral roles na kailangan ko? Ah, kailangan namin ng kids pastor. Yung kids ministry namin, 150 people na. Medyo kailangan na talaga to ng full-time na mag-asikaso. Sige, kids pastor, Lord. So, ikaw mag-iisip niya. Part yan nung and no one else will think about. Tapos pag hindi mo yung plinano ng maaga, medyo nagkakaubusan. I'll give you an example. Pag-graduate pa lang ng fourth year yung ano, yung estudyante, kinakausap na yan, di ba? Third year pa nga lang. Minsan nga high school pa lang. Oh, ka-campus missionary ka. Alam mo na, di ba? Alam mo na. Okay, sige. So, at least alam mo, 2 years from now, prepare ka na for school. Ihanda mo na yung dibdib mo sa sasabihin ng mga magulang mo. Tapos, ayan. Pinaplano yan ahead kasi nakakatulong sa kanila. We have a guy, his name is Ray, okay? Not to incriminate him. Pero we talked to him mga 2 or 3 years ago. Kasi namin, oh, Ray, alam mo na, oh, bro, what will it take for you to be ready for the next 2 or 3 years? Para ready ka na to come on board na full-time. Kasi this guy earns a lot. So medyo kailangan niyang i-ready yung kanyang pamilya for such. So we had to talk to him about that. Nakakatulong yun, 2 to 3 years in advance. Nakakatulong yan, kasi, at ang galing yan, kapag nasaya mo na mas maaga, kasi naihanda yung mga tao for that. And they can begin to plan, move chess pieces around, certain, you know, things about their family, liquidate a few resources so that they could prepare their home. And eventually, after 2 years, they come on board and say, Pastor, I'm ready. Dito na ako. Tapos ang galing kasi napag-isipan mo 2 or 3 years ago yung mga bagay-bagay. People placement is something that's really on your hands. Pang-apat, and this is not a hindi ito buong list. Marami pa kayong may isip pa yung mga bagay na kailangan pag-isipan sa context ng local church. Pero metrics analysis. I would need to know yung cash position ng church. Kumusta ba tayo pagdating dun sa allotted na expenses? Alin dyan ang nag-over, alin dyan ang nag-under? So, meron ba tayong pwedeng gawing gap dyan? You know, di ba? Pwede mong i-accelerate, disbursement acceleration. O itong naka-alat pala sa ganito, hindi na ba yan magagamit? O, i-capex na yan. Baka pwede na yan pambili ng bagong snake cable. Yan. So, kasama yan sa tinitingnan mo. Kasi yung metrics na yon, halimbawa finances, it's helpful for you to be able to see that every 2 weeks, every month, kung kailan man yung frequency na gusto mo, so that you could plan ahead. Tapos titingnan mo yung trend mo for the past 12 months. O, yung growth natin sa finances, ayos to ah. For the past year, we had 25%. You could now make certain projections. Pwede ka mag-project. Huwag nating sagarin ng 25 kasi maglagay ka ng attrition dyan. So baka hala tayo ng 15 to 20% growth this coming year. Let's project that. Magkano pwede natin idagdag na budget sa worship services? Magkano pwede idagdag? Ikaw yan. Ikaw yan. Unless meron kang another guy who's thinking full-time about the finances, pero really, ikaw yun. Ikaw talaga. Kasi dun mo rin makikita ko, uy, by September next year, by that time, na-free up na tayo, tapos na yung mga bayarin natin na to, ito, may ganito, pwede na tayo mag-hire. Kids pastor by September next year. So now, as early as January na may kausap ka na, bro, September, maging available na yung funds. Okay ka na ba by that time? So ang galing lang na ikaw, na pag-isipan mo yung prior, nakatingin ka sa metrics. Another example, we're looking at parang attendance for the past months sa Imus. And meron kaming nilagay na certain marker na pag na-hit na to over a 2 to 3 month period, pwede na magsimula ng fifth service. So ngayon, medyo na-hit na at certain times, pero hindi pa ganun ka-regular. So alam namin, hindi pa mangyayari. O siguro, baka second quarter of this year. So dahil nakatingin ka sa metrics, nagre-ready ka na. By second quarter of this year, magkano magiging dagdag natin sa upa kapag naglagay tayo ng fifth service? Meron ba tayong tao doon? Another set ng music team, ushering, ready na ba yan? So dahil nakikita mo yung metrics, nagplano ka na ahead, pwede mo na sabihan kagad yung mga ministry heads. O, team rehan ko na kayo ha, 6 months from now, we're going to start another service. I need you to prepare another team for this particular service. 6 months prior, matimbrihan mo na yung finance. Save up ka ha, para meron lang tayong konting buffer para matiyak natin na kahit hindi pa kaagad pumasok dahil dun sa additional na rent, at least meron tayong buffer na 3 months man lang na kaya nating makover na hindi pa nakakover ng increase sa finances. Those kinds of things come into play when you're looking at the metrics. All of those happen when you're sitting down and thinking. Go ahead and think through that. We'll give you the next 10 minutes lang. Go ahead and take a break. Thus, we'll resume our session.